Welcome to the Thrive Forever Fit Show, the podcast that's here to ignite your potential and guide you on a journey towards living your best life. I'm your host, Jay Nixon, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. On this show, we're passionate about one thing, and that's helping you reach your full potential, whether that's in your health and fitness, relationships, career, or personal growth. We're here to provide you with tools, strategies, and inspiration to thrive in every aspect of your life. Each episode, we'll dive deep into topics that matter most, featuring insightful interviews with experts, thought leaders, and individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. Together, we're going to explore powerful mindset shifts, nutrition and fitness strategies, effective goal setting, mindfulness techniques, and much, much more. We'll break down the barriers that hold you back and help you build resilience, focus, and unwavering determination. So if you're ready to unleash your potential and embark on a transformative journey, this podcast is for you. It's time to embrace your inner fire, tap into your limitless capabilities, and make every day an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live the life you've always dreamed of. The Thrive Forever Fit Show is here to support you every step of the way. Let's dive in. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit Show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what SpaStar is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. That was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by SpaStar. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out SpaStar. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. Jay's 10 rules for living a healthy and abundant life. You're going to love these. Now, these are my rules. Maybe you take these and use them. Maybe you modify them. Maybe you come up with your own set of rules of how you believe that your life can be the healthiest, the wealthiest, and the most abundant. These are 10 of mine, and I hope they resonate with you. I think you're going to find some value in these. Number one, we're going to start with what I do for a living, and that's food. So food decisions use the 90-10 rule. It's my number one rule. When making food decisions, I live by a 90-10 rule. Now, if you've listened to me for any amount of time at all, you've probably heard this before, so I'm going to keep this one brief. But what that means is that 90% of the time, I'm extremely disciplined, extremely structured, and my standards are at an all-time high. And then 10% of the time, I get to play and eat and do and be and drink and have whatever it is that I want. So it's kind of my version of discipline equals freedom when it comes to food. I use the 90-10 rule to structure my life in a way that allows me to not have to restrict myself, not have to deprive myself, not have to feel like I can't have certain foods or certain beverages or do certain things. And I use this very strategically. I will use my 90-10 rule like a precision tool if I'm getting ready to go on vacation. Example, I go to Hawaii almost every year. And while I'm in Hawaii, I let myself have more freedoms than I do in my day-to-day routine. Because what I find is that in my normal routine, when I'm in my normal processes and routines of life, in my office, in my studio, doing my day-to-day, my structure of 90% discipline works really, really well for me because it allows me to stay on point, stay in the process, keep my standards high, make sure I'm getting everything that I need to get done. And then when I go on a vacation, I get to apply that 10% rule of freedom, where I get to allow myself to not be as structured on my eating times. For those of you that know me, you know I intermittent fast every day. I eat in about a 6-hour window. When I'm on vacation, I don't have to have those same constraints. I don't have to have that same stringency on my time-restricted eating. I'll allow myself to have an earlier meal, have a later meal. My day is dictated upon what is available to me in that 10% arena, if you will. So food decisions, I live by a 90-10 rule, and it works absolutely fantastic for me. I stay in lean and mean shape year round, no fluctuations with body weight, no fluctuations with mood or emotional things or having to go on a crazy diet or take this pill or take this potion. My life is structured in a way that allows me to have discipline when I need to have discipline and freedom when I need to have freedom. And it works so magically for me. And I know it could work for you as well. Number two is I move my body every single day. Now, that doesn't mean that I do a crazy hard workout every single day, but I move my body every day. And I do this for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, you were designed to move. Human beings are not designed to be sedentary creatures. You're not designed to sit on the couch all day, watch TV all day. So I do something every day. Now, most days, that's going to be about a 25 to 35 minute weight workout accompanied with probably 1 to 2 walks that could range in time and distance of 1 hour to 3 miles, up to 2 hours and 6 to 7 miles. Some days I'll hit in excess of 10 miles. So for me, on a day where it's not a weight day, it's not a workout day per se, I might walk 3 times that day in short increments, like little 30-minute to an hour increments. And I might accrue 9 to 10 miles on a day that is quote unquote not even a workout day, but that does a lot for me. It's not really just about the physical benefits of that, it's the psychological benefits. And I'll do that while I do coaching calls, while I do business calls, while I listen to a podcast, while I'm working on a new speech or a new podcast or a new training or something of that nature. I find that when I am moving, my brain is actually more active and more receptive to new ideas. I'm more creative, I'm more imaginative, and all of those things just really work well for me. So number two is I move my body every single day. Number three is sleep well. Now, this is something that I've adopted later on in my life. When I was younger, I wasn't a big sleeper. When I was younger, I didn't think you needed to sleep. I'm like, I'll sleep when I'm dead. I don't need to sleep. It's not that big of a deal. I didn't believe in naps. I believe that it was okay to burn the candle at both ends. I believe that it was normal to be tired and you just had to power through it. As I've gotten older, I understand the importance of sleep. And so one of my core values, if you will, is sleep well. And if you're not, figure out why and fix it. Now, this could be a combination of a lot of things. It could be that you are getting too much stimulation before you go to bed. You're watching TV too late. You're exposing yourself to bright lights later on in life. I mean, later on in the evening, you are drinking alcohol before bed. So I've figured out in the course of my growth that there's certain things that impact my sleep in a negative way, and I avoid those things at all costs. And so sleeping well is one of my core rules and my core tenets of life if you want to be healthy, wealthy, and live an abundant life. Number four is that my mindset is more important than my motivation. I'm going to say that one again, because that's going to be a shocker for some of you guys, because everybody thinks that motivation is everything. Mindset is more important than motivation. Here's what I mean by that. I know that my mindset, the creation that I have with what I believe, how I think, how I speak, how I act, all of those things is predicated on the growth mindset that I've developed, the abundant mindset that I've developed. Motivation is a simple tool or resource that might get you going. It's like a little bit of lighter fluid on some certain days, but it is not nearly as important as your mindset overall. And so most people try to rely on motivation and never really adopt that growth and abundant mindset that is going to be beneficial for them in every aspect of everything that they do. And so what I've learned to do is that I have a growth, abundant, success-oriented, happy, joyous, blissful mindset, and I use motivation as a resource when I need it. I use motivation as a tool, as a jumpstart when I need it. But in the absence of motivation, my mindset is still strong, is still powerful. So it's more important for me to make sure that I work on my mindset, to make sure I'm in touch and in tune with my mindset, than it is to make sure that I'm motivated. Motivation will fail you. Motivation will fleet on you. In the worst times, motivation will be hard to come by. But if you fortified and created your mindset, that will be with you for the end of time. So mindset is more important than motivation. Number five, who you hang around matters more than you think. Again, this is one of those things that I've learned over my lifetime. I didn't know the impact of the people that I was allowing into my, what I've coined as now my circle of success. Before, it didn't matter. Like, I just hung out with anybody and everybody. I'm like, oh, this person's cool. This person's nice. This person's funny. This person likes to go party. This person likes to do this. This person likes to do that. And I never really looked at the impact that those relationships were having on my life. And they were big. They were massive impacts. And so when I learned this and I started assessing and auditing the relationships that I had and the reasons I had those relationships and how those relationships were impacting me both positively and negatively, I realized that the people that I associated with, the people that I allowed into my life, the people that I was quote unquote friends with, was very important, was almost maybe even more important than what it was that I wanted to do. Because I'm a firm believer now that you'll never outgrow the influence of your peer group. You'll never outgrow the people that you hang around. There's a saying, and I don't know who said it, but it's like, if you hang around five drunks, you'll be the sixth. If you hang around five idiots, you'll be the sixth. If you hang around five blank, you'll be the sixth. So the same thing goes the opposite way. If you hang around five healthy people and you want to get healthy, that's the best thing you can do. But if you want to get healthy and you're hanging around five people that don't care about being healthy, it's going to be a struggle for you. If you want to be wealthy, if you want to be successful in business and in financially making money and have resources and all of those things, if you hang around five people that don't care about money, that have a poverty mindset, that live paycheck to paycheck, that don't want to be successful, it's going to be really challenging for you to grow and be successful. I learned this the hard way But once I learned it and I started implementing it and I started really looking at the people that I was allowing to, because here's the deal. The people that you surround yourself with influence you. Whether you believe that or not, they're influencing you with their words, with their actions, and with their energy. And if you're hanging around people that don't have what it is that you think you want, you won't get it. I heard somebody say the other day, there was a kind of like, the context was about like networking. And it says, he said, do you really want to go into a room with everybody who's just like you on the same level that you're on so that you all just compare notes and tell big fish stories and try to one up each other and try to like, well, this is what I, you know what I mean? Like just try to posture you, right? Or do you want to be in a room where everybody's doing more than you are? Everybody's a little bit more successful than you. Everybody's a little bit healthier than you. Everybody has a little bit more money than you. Everybody's doing a little bit more than you. That's the room you want to be in because you will up-level. You will up-level to get yourself to those levels. Who you hang around with matters. If you want to be a millionaire, you better start hanging around people with money. Because if you hang around people who are broke, you'll never have money. If you want to be healthy and fit, you better start hanging around people who are healthy and fit. If you want to improve your mindset, you better hang around people with a great mindset. So important. Who you hang around with matters more than you know. Number six, consistency is the key to longevity. Again, I learned this the hard way. This is why this is one of my rules now of my life. Consistency is the key to longevity. Consistency is the ultimate hack. And the reason that it's so important is because anything worth having, anything that I've ever had in my life or have in my life has taken the long game to get it. It hasn't happened quickly. It hasn't been fast. It's taken me consistency and commitment over time. That's relationships. My relationship with Lori now is it's better than it's ever been. And we're 17 years in the making. It's better now than it was in year one, two, three, four, five, six. And it continues to get better because when you expand your time horizon, when you expand the time that you believe it should take you to get to where it is you want to go, you'll start to behave differently. And you'll realize that consistency trumps these big, grandiose, bold moves every single time. It's relationships, it's health and fitness, it's money. People ask me all the time, Jay, how do I get as fit as you are? I've been working out for 37 years, is what I tell them. My answer is always time, consistency. How much time and consistency and commitment are you willing to put in? There's no magic bullet. The only reason I'm as healthy and as fit as I am today is because for the last 37 years, I've been committed to it and I've been consistent with it. Go back to my 90-10 rule, right? 90% discipline will get you a long way. But most people live in opposite of that. They're 10% disciplined and 90% do whatever the heck they feel like doing. Consistency is the key. Consistency will get you where it is that you need to go. So expand your time horizon. Stop looking at this short-term little, I got to get this tomorrow. And realize what's the alternative? You've got a long life to live. You're going to be here for a long time, hopefully. So expand your time horizon. Get committed and get consistent. And you can have anything you want to have. Number seven, quality matters more than quantity. I think when you're younger, you think of accumulation. You think of, I want as much quantity of everything that I have. I want as much quantity of this and quantity of that and people and blah, blah, blah. You realize as you get older that quality is so much more than quantity. I'll go back and I'll use the people example again, like number five, who you hang around with matters. When you're young, you're friends with everybody. You've got 100 friends, right? You've got quantity. When you get older, you realize that the smaller your circle, the more quality there is and the better that is. The same thing goes for food. The same thing goes for your fitness. A quality workout is better than a 3-hour gym session where you're really not getting anything done, right? A quality conversation is way more beneficial and way more impactful and positive on your life than having 10,000 superficial conversations. So quality matters more than quantity. Number eight, avoid negativity like the plague. when I think of negativity, I think of that. I don't know when you were younger, if you saw cartoons and they would have that like black bottle that had the skull and crossbones on it. It was like, it represented like the poison. That's how I think about negativity. Negativity is one of the most detrimental things that you could allow into your life. So I'm very aware of what I input into my life. And that goes in a lot of facets. That's what I watch, what I listen to, who I speak with, what environments I put myself into, because I understand that negativity is the quickest way to get to the bottom. If you're surrounding yourself with negative people, you are on a race to the bottom. The easiest way to get removed from my life, and that's people, places, things, whatever, is to be negative, is to have a negative mindset. It goes all the way back up to number four. Mindset is more important than motivation. A positive, powerful, growth-oriented, abundant mindset is so important and so valuable to me that I will not allow any negativity. Now, that's not to say that negative things don't come into my existence, but I handle them accordingly. I don't allow them to ruminate. I don't have negative conversations. I don't talk negatively about people, places, things, events, whatever it is, because that negativity will grow and fester. It'll become a cancer inside of your mindset, and it will absolutely destroy you. So I avoid negativity like the plague. Number nine, say more than you say yes. I mean, say no more than you say yes. I say no. And again, this is one of those age things, I think. The older I've gotten, the more comfortable I've become saying no to things that don't serve me. And so one of my theories and thoughts is figure out what you want. Figure out what it is that you want out of life and say no to everything that doesn't move you closer to that. So I believe now, as I've gotten older, in deletion versus addition. It's normally deleting something from my life that's going to bring me more value as opposed to adding it. I'm also in a phase of my life where I'm not adding a lot of people into my circle, right? Because there's not a lot of room, right? There's only so much bandwidth. And so you've got to say no a lot more than you say yes. And most people say yes because of this internal built-in guilt system that society and maybe your parents or somebody has put inside of you. I am lucky I was not born with that. I understand that I am living the best that I possibly can. I am unbelievably kind to anybody and everybody that crosses my path. But saying no doesn't mean that I don't like you. It doesn't mean that I have to not care about you. I have certain goals that I know that I have to achieve while I'm here. And I understand that saying no to most things is the right thing for me to do in order to get to those places and spaces that I have to get to. Number 10, and this one might shock you. Pick the right partner. Picking the right partner, picking the right husband, wife, soulmate, significant other, whatever you're into, is so important. Understanding that your core values, what you want out of life, your passions, your purpose are in alignment with the person that you pick is so important. I know so many people that have picked the wrong partner. And I'm going to give you an example, and it could be a bit of a controversial example, depending on how open-minded you are. I know plenty of people that have gotten into a relationship, and one of the two partners wanted to have children, and the other one did not. And that ruined the partnership, right? Because they were never really in alignment with the important things on how they wanted to live their life. For me, I knew that I was never going to have children. I knew that children was not in the cards for me. I knew that having kids was a non-negotiable for me. It was a hard no, hard stop. And it did not matter who the other person was. And it did not mean they were a bad person. It did not mean that they might not have been amazing, all beautiful things. But if that one piece, that one non-negotiable was not in alignment, the answer had to be no. This is one of the reasons why Lori and I connected so deeply. Lori did not want to have children. Lori and I both are very entrepreneurial. Lori and I both have these big dreams about what we want life to be, how we want to live our life, the way we treat people, the way we think about people, the way we think about money, the way we treat money. all of these things were in great alignment. And that's why we're going on 17 years. We're in year 17 of a relationship that just continues to get better. So I'm a firm believer that picking your partner, a partner that will support you, a partner that will hold you accountable, a partner that will tell you the truth when nobody else will, it's so valuable and so important. And that's one of the keys to my success. I believe that 90% of my success has been predicated on the partner that I picked, because that person is so in tune and aligned with what it is that I want to do. And I'm so in tune and aligned with what she wants to do that we pick each other up and we help each other thrive and live the most abundant, amazing life. But we could not do that if we'd picked the wrong partner. So picking a partner is so vital. It's so crucial. And I know some of you guys have already picked your partner, and you may be questioning, you may be mad at me right now, but I'm just telling you, these are my 10 commandments. These are my 10 rules. These are my 10 laws that I have chosen to live by that have served me unbelievably well. And I just wanted to share them with you so that maybe you could pick a few in and out of here that maybe might serve you if you start to think about them in a way that they could impact your life on a positive. And I'm going to give you a bonus because it's something I've just been thinking about lately. And it's value over cost. Again, I think this is something that the more successful you become at life, the more abundantly you start thinking, the more happy you become, the more joyous and blissful you are, you start to look at things from a value proposition versus a cost proposition. There's certain things in my life that I don't care what they cost because the value for them is so high. One of those things is my health. I don't second guess anything that has to do with bettering or improving my health because it's a value proposition to me more than a cost proposition. And so start to look at life through the lens of value over cost, because if you look at cost and you ignore value, you'll actually end up paying more, both metaphorically and physically, as your life moves on. You'll actually pay more for low value things over the longer time horizon than you will paying for high value things over the long time horizon. So that's just a little bonus for you. It's something that I think about all the time and something that I've really developed as I begin to age and hopefully become more mature. So guys, I hope these 10 rules or laws or commandments or whatever you want to call them, but these are just my 10 rules for living a healthy and abundant life. And when I follow these, everything in my life seems to be in beautiful alignment. It works like a beautifully orchestrated concert. And I'm just the guy up there waving the sticks and making everything happen. And it makes life fun. It makes life joyous. It makes every single day just a magical, beautiful, abundant, happy day. And that's what I want for you. I want you to get out of bed every morning and be like, this is so exciting that I get to do this today. Whatever it is that I get to do this today. And there's nothing on my calendar that quote unquote, I have to do. Like everything is something that I get to do. And I get to be a participant in this amazing, abundant life that I've created for myself. That's another thing. Start creating your life, your vision. Start manifesting all of those things that you want and then take the actions necessary to go get them. I believe we're all capable of being, doing, and having anything that we want out of life. We've just got to get clear on it. We've got to get clarity on it. And when we get clarity on it, we got to start saying no to everything that doesn't fit inside that clarity. We've got to work on that mindset and make sure it's stronger than any motivation could ever be. We got to take care of our body. We got to take care of our brains. We got to take care of ourself and our spirit. We got to do all of those things. And you got to make sure you're surrounding yourself with the people that are going to help you do that. We're not meant to travel this life alone. We're not meant to go alone. But make sure the people you're going with have your best interest at heart and you're all going in the same direction. Picking each other up, pulling each other when they need to, pushing each other when you have to. Surrounding yourself with amazing human beings will be one of the best lessons or tips that I could ever, ever give you. It's changed my life immensely. I wish the best for you. Come up with your own 10 rules of how you want to navigate this beautiful story of life. Share them with me if you want to. I'd be more than happy to to listen to them because I find it fascinating. And guess what? I might come up with another one for myself. And here's the last piece I'll leave you with. These change. These evolve. These 10 rules are malleable. They're manipulatable. They're movable. They're expandable. Like I'm not set on any of these being hard and fast. When I learn something new about myself, I'm willing to expand on my 10 rules of life. I'm willing to double down on the things that need to be doubled down on. And I'm willing to back away from the things that don't necessarily need as much attention, if you will. But my goal for you is abundance. My goal for you is happiness. My goal for you is to live a life that you are so in love with that you absolutely can't stand it. And I know that's possible for you. So until next time, love you, appreciate you. Be awesome to yourself. Be awesome to each other. Bye. Hey, before you go, I'd just like to say thank you again for listening to the Thrive Forever Fit podcast and watching on YouTube. It means the absolute world to me. And if you would do me one favor, and that is simply subscribe and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you enjoy it on, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. I would absolutely be so grateful and so thankful if you do that for me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again next week with an awesome, awesome episode. Bye.